The title of my message is Godly Encounter. I guess, I know, assuredly that this is the time for this message. I'd got this message a little over a year ago, and the time just wasn't right. And then as I was meditating and stuff like that, I flipped open my Bible, and the scripture I was thinking about, boom, that's where I landed up. Jeremiah 23, verse 18. Jeremiah 23, verse 18. If you can put it up, Paul. For who had stood in the counsel of the Lord and had perceived and heard his word? Who had marked his word and heard it? Let's define the word counsel. Sometimes it's used interchangeably. Counsel and counsel. What does it mean to be in counsel? It could be a one-on-one session. Somebody marriage counseling. You sit down one-on-one. It could be friends in a conclave. Deciding, making arrangements for this, like David's wedding now. Certain core members of the family got together to sit down and plan and stuff like that. Am I correct? That happened. So that's a counsel. The psalmist asked, Jeremiah, say, who has stood in the counsel of God? There are various types of counsel. We want godly counsel. In Psalm 1, verse 1, which was not one of my kids' memory verse in the Sunday school. He said that we shouldn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly or sit in the seat of sinners and scornful. Amen. That's another group of counseling. In Genesis 49, verse 6, Jacob was talking concerning two of his sons when he was blessing them. Genesis 49, verse 6. He was talking about Reuben and Levi. He said, oh, my soul, come down not in their secret unto the assembly. Mine honor be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man. In their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. That's another group, a type of counsel you don't want to be. Evil counsel. Amen? Amen? Now, there's a fourth type I want, and this is where I'm going with my message. The word counsel, C-O-U-N-C-I-L, we talk of C-O-U-N-C-S-E-L, at a place where a council is taking place, is a council. You talk of the city council, right? There is a place, and we want to go to that place today. We want to go to that place today. Is somebody with me? Where we can hear and be the counsel of God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In Psalm 89, verse 5 through 7. Lord help. Psalm 89. See, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Praise the Lord. This alludes to a place. It alludes to a place. A congregation of saints. This is a congregation of saints. Now it says, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. As we gather here, we're in a council. There's also a heavenly council. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's look at one more scripture. Job chapter 1 verse 6. Job chapter 1 verse 6. So now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them. You see the same thing in chapter 2 of Job, verse 1 and 2. Underline. To the extent, as believers, to the extent you and I interact with the heavenlies in this sphere of counseling, to that degree, we control things upon the face of the earth. Is somebody with me? To the extent we interact with the spiritual realm, in the spiritual realm, we determine life and death issues. If we properly and effectively appropriate what Christ has done to us, for us at the cross. Is somebody with me? We're going to stick to that place, the place regarding counsel. How do we interact with our realm of the heavenly, where counsel is operating? I'm going to divide them for simplicity. A lot of us know about the subject, but I'm taking it a step further. I'll just for simplicity's sake, I'll divide them into three. We interact with the heavenly in our bodies. Amen. Visions, dreams, and the like. Gifts of the Spirit. How does the Lord speak to you? Maybe by a dream. Sometimes when we have dreams and visions, it's God directing you. And sometimes in the visions and the dreams, there may be no direct message. You and I are left to interpreting what the vision means. And sometimes it's subjective. Sometimes we make a mistake. In fact, a lot of the blunders in Christendom today, folks who are blessed to see visions and stuff like that, because of not properly interpreting those dreams and visions, mistakes happen. Am I correct? That's right. But when a messenger appears, like we see throughout the scriptures, an angel appeared unto Paul. He said, hey, Paul in Corinthians, he said, hey, don't worry, nobody's going to kill you. The Lord appears, he said, nobody's going to kill you here. They're not going to harm you. I got many people here. There was a direct message, because Paul was probably scared for his life. He said, no harm will come to you. So these are bodily experiences we have. Sometimes you're praying for the sick, and just by reason of use, maybe you feel a palpitation here, you know what a disease somebody has. If you are gifted, you have the gift of healings or miracles. Praise the Lord. Those are body experiences. And throughout the scriptures, we find that. Then there's another category. I just put this in this broad category, and I'm going somewhere with this. There are revelations or manifestations of the spirit that we see that are apart from the body. Amen? Let me give us some scriptures so that in your spare time, when we had, you have the story of the Macedonia call, Acts 16:9, then Cornelius, Acts 10:5-6. The one I just referred to now is in 1 Corinthians 8:9 in Corinth. When Paul was, could you put that up, 1 Corinthians 8:9? Let's just read that so that it brings this point home. 1 Corinthians 8:9. Say, but take heed, let's bring, did I say 8:9? Check 2 Corinthians. Maybe I think I wrote that down wrong. Check 2 Corinthians. No, that's not it. If somebody finds that scripture, please give it to me. If you find it. Where Paul was told by the Lord appeared to him, say, hey, don't know how will come to you in this city. Just preach. I got many kids here who will bring to the kingdom. I thought I had it written.
Just give me a minute here.
Anyway, that's, and then we have the case of Cornelius. Then the experiences that happen, if you see that scripture, just give it to me. If somebody sees it back there, yell out to me and I give it to us. Then the experiences we have that are apart from the body. It has nothing to do with you. You are in a vision. You are seeing it outside of you. Sometimes it's called a trance. In Acts 10:10, Peter fell into a trance. All manner of beasts came down. He was told, yes, Acts. Acts 18:9-10. Yeah, that scripture was for Acts 18. Yeah, I wrote 18 here, but I was reading it wrong. Yeah, 18:9-10. Thank you, bro. So that scripture we're talking about with Corinthians was Acts 18, verse 9. Sometimes when you're in a hurry on account of time, you kind of... So that was Acts 10:10. Peter fell into a trance, and all manner of beasts came down, totally contrary to his nature. You know, talking to the unbelievers and stuff, and the interpretation of the trance was given him. He was told, don't curse anything that I've blessed. Don't curse them, I curse. And he said, kill and eat. That was Acts chapter 10. Then the other one was, apart from the body experience, Acts chapter 12, Peter's deliverance from prison. Yeah, we had that last week, and it was like he's on a daze. It's an experience outside of him. Now it looks like there's a thin line between all these experiences. Peter woke, the angel wakes him up, and the doors opened. He thought, am I in a vision? And like the testimony we had a few ways back in Nigeria of the lady pastor that was relating to us, I think he said it last week also. Something very similar. In Numbers chapter 24, we see Balaam at that time. And out of the body, apart from the body, not out of body, just apart from the body. So you are not in the picture at all. I mean, you are in the picture, but it's not in your body. It has nothing to do with you. You are just like a spectator sometimes. Sometimes you are in it. And sometimes you're just there. How do you get there? You just sit out of your body. We are talking about now we're going to a place. In Numbers chapter 24, we see Balaam, his story is another one. In Balaam, he describes how he sees visions. He says, verse 3. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, had said, and the man whose eyes are open had said, he had said, which heard the words of God, which saw visions of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. So he just seen this thing outside of his body. Now we are, the next place we're going to is out of the body experience. Paul talks about it. See, I knew a man, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 through 4. He said, whether in this body, I know not. Whether out of this body, I know not. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there ye may be also. This, is he saying? Yes, truly, in the hereafter, absolutely, we'll be with him. But again, the scripture tells us we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Is somebody with me? To the degree that we interact in this place, we control what happens on the face of the earth around us. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm not talking about this mysticism and all these things on the left, satanic. No, sir. I'm talking about God's godly encounter. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Are you saying that we could be on this earth and be interacting in this place? In this place, in this spiritual realm. Is somebody with me? Praise ye the Lord. I want to read the scripture to us. Let's look at Ezekiel. See, for some reason, we have these experiences, godly experience and godly encounters. We have put it into an era. Not, oh, it happened then, but it's not supposed to happen for us. No, sir. It's for us today. Is somebody with me? Yeah. Hallelujah. Look, Christ has redeemed us. He said, I will restore to you that which the cankerworm, the locust has eaten, the caterpillar, and my armies that I sent in your midst. We as Christians today are conceited, and it's okay to just be in the outer court. Just be in the outer court and just sit down and pray, thank you, Jesus, and that's fine. But we need to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the apostles. Paul said, after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things written in the law and the prophets. Is somebody with me? We are the people unto whom the ends of the world have come. And we should walk like Jesus walked. We should talk like Jesus talked. And we should see like Jesus see. So, why? He said, I go to prepare a place for you. So that where I am, there you may be also. How could God be on the face of the earth? And he's here. And he's in heaven at the same time. Have you read the scriptures? He was talking there to the apostle. I'll take that scripture up for you in a second. Or if somebody finds it, let me know. John chapter 3, 13. Is that right? He was here and he was there at the same time. As he was on earth, so shall we be. Praise ye the Lord. So you could be here on earth and be in that place at the same time. Ooh. What are you talking about? This is the purpose for which Christ went to the cross. We may not be there, but you know what? If you and I know what our inheritance is in Christ Jesus, then we can press on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. We will not live a settled for life. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, Lord. I wish I had more time. Let's look at Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel is replete in the Old Testament with these experiences. I'm going to read a couple of things, a couple for us. Ezekiel chapter 8. Listen to this. Ezekiel was taken to Babylonian captivity, thousands of miles away from home. Listen to verse 8, chapter 8. See, I came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, and I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, and the hand of the Lord God fell upon me. He was in his house.
than behold, than I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire. From the appearance of his loins even up downward fire, and from his loins upward as the appearance of a brightness as the color of amber. He was describing this majestic figure that appeared to him while he was in his house. Maybe he was in his house. Like my dear brother who drives all the way from Katakana. He was in his house. And here what happened, verse 3. And this angelic personage, he said he put forth his hand, and he put forth the form of, he took me by the lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem. Now he was supernaturally transported from the Babylonian captivity to Jerusalem. Mercy me. Let me ask a question. Where was his body? Was his body in the house? In his house? To the degree you and I interact in this atmosphere, in this place, we will control what happens around us. Praise ye the Lord. Let me read this. Psalm 65, I think it is. Psalm 65. Verse 4. I hope I'm right. Psalm 65. I am right. Listen. David said, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may what? Dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy holy temple. Was he talking about a physical temple? Of course. The glory of the Lord appeared. But now he's saying something else. That the Lord causes, that he chooses to come into this place. When we operate in this dimension, let's look at Ezekiel chapter 11, an incident that happened. The book of Ezekiel is replete. You see how, when the Lord pulled him up in this in one instant, he was prophesying concerning the wickedness of the Israelites, why they went into captivity and on and on and on and on and on like that. And by his prophecy, he said, and the Lord came upon me. The glory of God came upon me. You mean there is dimensions after dimensions to God? First, it was a dimension for the Lord to transport him. I said, and then the Spirit of God came upon me again. And then I prophesied. Listen to this. Ezekiel chapter 11. I will restore to you the years that a locust has eaten, the palmer worm, my armies that I've sent into your midst. You see, when a couple is getting ready to get married, the bridegroom starts opening up some of the treasures in the house. Say, that's my Prince Charming. He's got a... Did you see that car? He just got a Maserati. You're kidding me? He just got a house. The woman gets excited. I believe this is why the Lord is revealing this to us today. That we should press on, contend for the faith that once delivered unto the apostles. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 11. Please bear with me. He said, moreover, remember this guy was somewhere else. And the Spirit came upon him. He said, moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me on the east gate of the Lord's house, which looked eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men. They were there. Among whom I saw Jezaniah the son of Azor and Pelaniah the son of Benaniah, princes of the people. He was transported and he sat among where was his body? He sat among 25 people. God moved him thousands of miles away and sat among 25 people talking to them, telling them of the sin of the land and that and on and on. And he started rebuking them because they were the prince of the people who caused a lot of atrocities to be perpetrated in Israel. And they were taken to captivity. As he started prophesying, he named these two people. Let me jump to verse 13. This is where I'm saying, in to the extent and to the dimensions we begin to interact in this place that the Lord promised he has gone to prepare a place for us, we affect what happens on earth here. Verse 13. And it came to pass, when I prophesied, that Pelaniah, the son of Benaniah, died. These were the wicked men, but they were the people who are ruling, the wicked people who caused Israel to go into sin. He fell and died. Listen, what? Let me say something here. This man, one of the wicked princes, just fell and died. See and hear what Ezekiel. As the Lord starts helping us and start moving into this dimension, it is not for you and I to boast. Because whatever we are, whatever we hope to be, it's because of him. Is somebody with me? The mistakes we have made so far, sometimes in Christianity, is the Lord starts dealing with us in this dimension, and we think, yeah, it's because I fasted every day. And because I did this, because I did, it has nothing to do with you. Blessed is he that the Lord chooses to approach, to come to his courts. Praise ye the Lord. And while you are there, when he was there, guess what Ezekiel did? He started praying for him. He said, this guy fell and died because of his prophecy. He said, our God, will thou make fuller end of the remnant of thy people? I pray, Lord, have mercy. So that this scripture comes to mind. He said, in judgment, remember mercy. Praise ye the Lord. So as the Lord starts walking in you and I, and he starts moving on us into this atmosphere, it's not because of us. It's all because of him. And we should extend mercy and pray. Same thing, Moses. Remember the story of his sister Miriam was popping up and saying this and that. Boom, she had leprosy. He started pleading. When, as the Lord starts using us in this realm, mercy rejoices over judgment. Is somebody with me? Mercy rejoices over judgment. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, I want to read one more scripture. Zechariah. I'm reading this because it's a promise for us, to us. And this is where this message started. About a year ago, when they gave it to me, I was like, wow. Wow. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest. Is somebody with me? Joshua was the high priest. I mean, standing before the angel of the Lord. He was in first place in the heavenlies.
and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? They were in this place. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garment and stood before the angel. So there was the Lord, there was the angel, and some other people who, that we'll see shortly. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garment and stood before the angel, and he answered. Now the angel said, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him. There were a company of others that were in this place. We don't know whether there were angels, seraphims, redeemed people of God. We don't know. But they were in this place in the heavenlies. And he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, the angel said, take away his filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass before thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. Now, something happens here. Zechariah makes a plea. Verse 5. And I, Zechariah is saying, said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. Let them put a turban upon his head. Are you kidding me? Zechariah on earth, physically, was interacting in the heavenly and causing to come to pass what he spoke. Is somebody with me? Oh, come on, people. Is somebody with me? Praise ye the Lord. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. To the degree we move into the veil that has been rent for us, to the same degree we affect things both there. It says, thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is somebody with me? The Lord is allowing us to hear this right now, because I believe we need to know what our inheritance is in Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. So, Ezekiel made a plea. He said, please let him put a turban on that, over his head also, because he's a high priest. And it was done. Then the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, that made a plea to Joshua. Say, thus said the Lord of hosts, and this is to you and I. If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts. This is the promise. And I will give thee places to walk among bees that stand by. Did you catch that? No. Joshua was already a high priest. That's the highest in terms of their religious hierarchy he could be at. He was already walking to the, he's one of those who could go in into inner veil and do all those sacrifices. Now he's talking, concerning a place. I said, I'll give you places among those that stand by here. Who are those that were standing by here? In verse 8, here with Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee. Joshua was standing up. He had some fellows of his kind that were sitting down. The promise to him was that I will give you places to walk among these that stand by. Who are those that were standing? The Lord stood. The angel stood. His other fellows were sitting down. He will give us place among those standing. Praise you, Lord. He has put this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of who we are may be of God and not of man. Praise the Lord. For brevity of time, let me just give us, you can go read this up. How other men in this place interacted, though on earth, caused things to change because of their interaction in this place. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 8. All of us know the story of Isaiah. He was a man of like passion. He said, I saw. Please, let's read this. Let's read this, please. Isaiah chapter 6. He was caught up to a place. He said, the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it, he described what he saw. And verse 5 said, woe is me. I'm undone. Because I'm a man of unclean lips. Man, I'm through. I'm transported to this place. I'm here in this place. And in that place, see, also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? While in this place, a man who volunteered got his commission. And he became and is one of the major prophets today. He said, and I answered. He had the voice of the Lord. Whom shall I send and who will go forth? Then, I'll go in this place. Here am I, send me. And he got his commission. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. I'm going higher. Yes, higher. I'm going higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher someday. Hallelujah. I'm going higher, yes, higher. Hey, I'm going higher someday. Hey, I'm going higher, yes, higher. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher someday. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand up? Shall we stand up? The Bible says,
The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. I hope I've not put you to sleep. I hope somehow by this short exhortation, you will contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the apostle. Because yes, the Bible says we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But gradually, we start hearing of these experiences. It's not for us to boast or for us to say it's because of this or because of that, because I did this. It's that all glory may belong to Jesus. And let me say this as we close. Peradventure, this is a little higher. The first step to partake of this, have a relationship with Christ Jesus. If you have not taken it, the journey of 1,000 miles, you say, begins with the first step. If you have not known Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, a peradventure, it's like a story to you. We never want to close your service without giving us an opportunity to accept Christ into your life. If Christ was to come today, if you showed up today, would you be there? Oh, let me even say some of my Sunday school teacher, your Sunday school class last Sunday. We're talking about what they do, hangout and stuff. I asked them a question. I said, why are you hanging out? Should Christ appear then? Will you make it to heaven? All of them said no. Folks, the Lord will probably not appear when we're in church. Amen? He probably will not, because everybody's here religious. Maybe appear, maybe on a Friday night or a Saturday night, where boys having a ball or hanging out. He said, in an hour you think not, the Son of Man cometh. So let us walk while it's yet day, for the night comes when no man can walk. Praise the Lord. If you want to give your life to Jesus, it's very simple. He said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father who is in heaven. But if you proclaim me before men, I will proclaim me before my Father and the angels of heaven. If you'd like to give your life to Christ Jesus for the very first time, or you feel you're not too sure, please calm down. It's that simple. The door is open wide. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we worship you, we exalt you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to hear from you, that we may press on in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, for feeding us with manna from on high. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.